Welcome to the Grim Leftovers Show with Grimnir every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz. Oh, yeah, folks, it is time once again for another episode of the Grim Leftovers Show. It's Monday night, June 1st, 2020. What the hell of a year it's been, let me say, man. And the stuff that was just announced here today, just a few moments ago, Donald J. Trump announcing martial law, nationwide martial law, 7 p.m. curfew, National Guard, military on the streets. The hell with posse comitatus. That stuff don't matter. It's no good at all. Anyway, welcome to the Grim Leftovers Show. We're here live on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz, as well as over there on RealLiberty.org, and TuneIn, and who knows where all else. Yes, indeedy, Beetle, a national curfew, 7 p.m. nationwide, National Guard, military on the freaking streets. And he is a... Oh, boy. Well, I got stories lined up for you. Of course, these are all old stories. It is funny. It is funny, Java Doctor. not unexpected. I would say totally not unexpected. And whether or not there was riots going on right now or not, the martial law was coming. And my first few stories will explain that to you. Because they're fucked. What they have done, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, what they have done requires martial law. And there would have been riots regardless of somebody being killed by the pigs there on the street under videotape. And you know, I see people questioning now, did this guy really die? Was he really there? Well, of course, I think he did die. I mean, it seemed pretty obvious, and they love killing people, so it's kind of, yeah. All right, anyway, let's let it roll. Oh, let me say hi to all the folks over here in the chat. Hi, all the folks in the chat. Anyway, I see a bunch of people talking over here today. We got Dan Van Meter and Anti and Java Doctor and Moose Girl and Miss Kate and Beetle. And who else did I say? Sock Puppet up there, Meister Brow, Cowboy Tech. Oh, just all kinds of folks in here chatting. Chloe, hey Chloe, how you doing? And Vinny, did I mention Vinny? I think I mentioned Vinny, but you know, Vinny, he requires a couple mentions. Frumpy's here with us. There's a lot of people chatting live because stuff is going on. Stuff is going on. Yeah. But as I said, this is the Leftovers Show, meaning these stories are old at this point in time. But you can tie in what was going on a month ago to what's going on now and connect those dots for yourselves. Buddy. This first article tonight is off of ZeroHedge.com. Yes, that's right. and if you look at the Zero Hedge tagline there, eventually they all drop to zero. Yeah, that's not exactly their tagline, but paraphrased for you. So here it is, off from May 4th, 2020, just almost a month ago, not quite a month ago, but here you go. Bankrupt cities and states get the national disaster they've been hoping for. Oh, they got a better one now. But, bankrupt cities and states get the national disaster they've been hoping for. The people running states like New Jersey and cities like Chicago know they're broke. Ridiculous, generous public employee pensions concocted by officials and union leaders who had to have understood that they were writing checks their taxpayers could not cover. They're bleeding them dry with no political solution in sight until now. They are, what am I on here? Yeah. They also know that they have only two possible outcomes, bankruptcy or some form of federal bailout. since the former, the federal bailout, means a disgraceful end to local political careers, while the latter, while the latter requires some kind of massive crisis to push Washington into a place where the multi-trillion dollar state-city bailout is the least bad option. It's safe to assume that mayors and governors, along with public sector union leaders, have been hoping for such a crisis to save their bacon. Crisis achieved. Level up. And this year they got their wish. The country is on lockdown. Unemployment is skyrocketing. And mayors and governors now have a plausible way to rebrand their criminal mismanagement as a natural disaster deserving of outside help. Maybe it wasn't enough. Maybe that's why they've gone to riots. Here, for instance, is an estimate of how high unemployment will spike for you in various states. Note that the overall, it's brutal, but the distribution isn't what you might expect. Anyway, they show a map here, and the map, the little graph on the map only goes up to 26%. Not even going to be close, much higher than that. But if you look at various states around the nation there, you got places like Georgia, well over 25%. Texas down on the low side, and the 10 to 12%. Places like South Dakota and Utah at 10%. But, this chart is a little on the low side, way on the low side. And a table of the state rainy day funds, cash on hand, to their credit oil-producing states. To their credit, excuse me. Oil-producing states had the discipline to save against the commodities' inevitable price fluctuations. Other states apparently didn't see the need. Well, I'm going to say, even though it shows here on the chart, that Mexico, New Mexico, had a 25% rainy day fund as a percentage of general fund expenditures. They've blown through that. That's gone. But Wyoming kicking ass, 109%. Alaska doing fine at 47%. North Dakota, almost 30%. Then you get down to places like Kansas, they grab me out there, at 0%. Illinois, 0%. Yeah, they don't list all 50 states, but the 50-state median was 7.7%. So Illinois, which has the most underfunded pensions, but interestingly, a relatively healthy labor market, at least prior to now, apparently had its natural disaster bailout plan prepped and printed before Corona was invented and released. Because Governor J.B. Pritzker almost instantly had his hand out for, get this, $41 billion, a sum equal to three times the state's estimated pandemic-related revenue loss in the coming year. Overall, governors have asked for $500 billion in aid. And wait until California starts begging. Hoo-hoo! They are not in good shape out there. For the Trumpster, bailing out badly run Democratic states seems politically pointless, since those states will never, ever vote for his orange ass. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, meanwhile, trolled his Dem counterparts by suggesting that those states just declare bankruptcy, thus freeing them to cut pension benefits. But, of course, this is just a partisan fantasy. Letting Illinois go bankrupt would send the muni bond market into a who's next seizure. And everybody's next. Just line them up and knock them down like dominoes, which would quickly spread to the corporate bonds, equities, and real estate, cratering the United States and then the global economy. What do you think's going to happen then? Huh? At least, that's the worst case scenario. I'm saying that's probably the only case scenario at this point. with no stomach for presiding over the end of the world during an election year, Washington will cave. Well, what are they going to cave with? They got nothing left. Agreeing to whatever governors demand. And so the grossest mismanagement in history of U.S. state and city governments will be swept under the rug, or more accurately, be swept on the taxpayer balance sheets, along with all the other sectors that are, surprise, 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 too big to fail. This is a shame, since one of the few things worth looking forward to in the deep recession the world was stumbling towards before the pandemic hit was the collapse of the unconscionable public sector pensions and the disgrace of the people who con teachers, firefighters, and cops into thinking that those generous benefits were abso-freaking-lutely guaranteed. On the list of financial political crimes of the modern era, theirs ranks near the top, and now they'll go both unpublicized and unpunished. Well, maybe that was the situation prior to riot time. Riot time! That's a new word. Trademark that. Bookmark that. What? Do something with that. Riot time! Riot time! Riot time! Okay, meanwhile, the resulting multi-trillion dollar addition to the national debt will hasten the fiery end of fiat currency, fractional reserve banking, unlimited government debt world. Oh, we can only hope that the future historians will get this story right while the perps are still alive to answer for their sins. So this economic collapse, inevitable, coming, and the only way to fix it is through a total collapse, which, with martial law declared nationwide, is yeah, you know, it all folds together. You can, like I said, connect those freaking dots. Those dots are easily connectable. It's warm today. My AC's been acting up a little on the day, it's a little warm in here as I'm speaking to you, but whatever, you know, it happens. All right, next dot, the next dot to connect. Oh boy, the new taxes coming to finance all that stimulus spending. And there's a lot of stimulus spending already, and whatever's coming more, well, you could just pile that on top of the already bottomless bucket, which is pretty much empty. The bucket's pretty much empty. I did say easily. Flash them peacock feathers out behind you. Stand proud. All right. This is on Yahoo Finance, finance.yahoo.com, on April 28th. During the last 2 months, Congress has passed $3.6 trillion, with a T, trillion, in stimulus spending, with more, not just probably on the way, but probably on the way when this was published, but definitely on the way. Washington's annual deficit was likely to be around $1 trillion before the corona pandemic induced a recession. The deficit will now hit at least $3.7 trillion this year alone and $2.1 trillion next year. That's wishful thinking. It'll be much higher than that. According to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, as a percentage of the economy, the federal debt this year will be the highest since, it'll be much higher than the World War II deficit, and possibly higher if there's more stimulus spending. When there's more stimulus spending, and there will be, more fake money will be printed. And I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on the dollar, how weak the dollar is, but if you've been keeping an eye on silver and gold, you'll notice they've been going up. And that happens when the dollar weakens. Budget hawks have typically called for a combination of tax hikes and spending cuts to lower Washington's mushrooming debt load. But the federal deficit is now getting too big for conventional therapy, which would require a whole new form of taxation in the future. Yes, indeedy, more theft, more inventive ways to steal from you is the cavern. When we look back at the changes, Corona, the goonerman's reactions to Corona made to society and the economy, we may think about this as a time when the United States began to look to sources of tax revenue that once seemed unthinkable. They never really seemed unthinkable, but they were keeping them in their hip pockets just to pull them out at the right time. The United States has been able to run up more debt than economists once thought possible. Yeah, Keynesian economists, without forcing interest rates or inflation higher. But tough choices were always inevitable, and now they're likely to arrive within the next 5 years. You better cut that down to 1 year. It doesn't make sense to raise taxes in a severe recession. Well, the United States has pretty much been in a severe recession since 1913, when the Federal Reserve came into being there, and they started devaluing the currency immediately. And, when 1970-71 rolled around and they dumped what was left of the gold standard, woo! Yeah, it's been a free-for-all since then. Medicare, the health insurance program for seniors, will run short of money in 2023 or sooner. Let's say 2021, as payroll taxes that finance the program plunge, because they're not really getting any payroll taxes now, amid record unemployment and still growing unemployment. The whole program would not go bust, but it would pay only a portion of the cost for services. Social Security will run short of money by 2028 or sooner for the very same reason. With the smaller disability insurance program running short by 2024 or tomorrow, depending on which door you open. Monty, I'll take what's behind door number three. Oh, you screwed up, buddy. Congress could shore up both programs by hiking payroll taxes and finance them. But bigger changes may be brewing as policymakers contemplate additional stimulus that will be needed in this year, not coming years, to keep consumers and businesses afloat, and eventual need to repay at least some of the U.S. debt, the new debt. Uncle Sam, hey, Uncle Sam, you in a heap of trouble, boy. Here are some options. Repeal the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which they've been wanting to do before it was even enacted. That was a landmark tax cut for Republicans who ran Congress at the time and would probably take Democratic majorities in both houses along with a Democratic president to repeal the whole law or even part of it. If the corporate rate went back to 35% from the current 21%, which of course only jacks up the price of everything, and tax rates rose for most Americans who got a tax cut under that law, it would only raise about $1.5 trillion, which is $1 trillion less than the increase in the U.S. debt in the last 2 months alone. Well, expect that to happen, Republicans or not. And also expect this to happen. A value-added tax, that's basically a national sales tax. This may be the most efficient way to raise a lot of money quickly, which would be true if people had money to buy stuff with. Most advanced nations have a value-added tax, which is like a national sales tax imposed at various points in the production of goods and services. A 10%, just think of whatever you're buying now and add 10%, at least, minimum, as a value-added tax would raise around $1 trillion per year. So you put those two together, you got $2.5 trillion at current spending, consumer spending levels. And Congress could design it with protections for lower-income Americans, small businesses, and other vulnerable groups. Although, in order to do that, they would have to give you some kind of national ID to say that this person is below whatever threshold they're planning on. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang proposed 10% VAT as a way to pay for $1,200 a month freedom dividends to every adult American. Freedom dividends. You're going to be paying a lot more than $1,200 more per month, but here's $1,200 to cover part of that additional cost. And I'm sure they have plenty of other ways of trying to bend you over and rape your ass. Oh, God. Now, a lot of you may have, in this last week, a lot of you may have forgotten the fact that there's a coronavirus going on out there. Or, at least there's a story called coronavirus causing the global lockdowns, the shutting of all businesses, the shuttering of all businesses, the destruction of the economy, the ruination of private business, private small businesses. Yes, yes, you may have forgot that, but it's still out there. In this article, from April 22nd, on the International Business Times, or ibtimes.sg, come out with this article, April 22nd. The WHO Wuhan lab hack reveals coronavirus spliced with HIV to make it deadly and spread using dry ice. The emails, passwords, and documents for the WHO, Wuhan Institute, Institute of Virology, and other organizations were leaked by hackers on various online platforms. This is from their own shit, man. Hackers have leaked sensitive data reportedly belonging to the WHO, the Gates Foundation, as well as the Wuhan Institute of Virology, among other organizations, according to the Site Intelligence Group, which monitors online extremism and terrorist groups. So if you leak their lies out to people, out to the world, you're an extremist and a terrorist, which you probably already realize you were for several other reasons beyond any leaking or hacking. Just because you disagree with the government, you are an extremist and a violent anarchist. Violent anarchist. Do you see that term being bandied about? Violent anarchist. Maybe they've never heard of the NAP, the non-aggression principle, that anarchists, well, real anarchists anyway, adhere to. The non-aggression principle. If you're not familiar with the NAP, look it up, understand it, and know that all these people they're calling anarchists are anything but. These people are paid chaos bringers. Some of them aren't paid. Some of them just love bringing chaos. But a lot of them, a good portion of them, the ones driving the chaos, are paid for. By who? Oh, well. The Washington Post reported on Tuesday of that week that nearly 25,000 emails, passwords, and classified documents allegedly belonging to the organizations first appeared to have been posted on image board website 4chan before being shared on Pastebin, a tech storage site, Twitter, and far-right extremist channels on the messaging app Telegram. Far-right. Yeah, because exposing the truth is only a far-right action. Yeah, that's right. Why does this stupid-ass thing keep opening? All right, some little video keeps on popping up. Shortly after news of the hack went public, conspiracy theorists, are you one of them? A conspiracy theorist because you're spreading real, actual, true information. It's not a theory. It's their stuff. It's their info. That conspiracy theorist wasted no time in sharing the data aggressively across various platforms. Pushed the idea that Corona was engineered in the Wuhan lab. Well, only because it was, using the data, far-right extremists were calling for a harassment campaign while sharing conspiracy theories about the Corona Bologna, said Rita Katz, site's executive director. The distribution of these alleged email credentials were just another part of a month-long initiative across you crazy-ass far-right conspiracy theorists to weaponize the phony baloney Corona plandemic. Corona? Spliced with HIV? Yes, since the leak, several Twitter users have shared posts implying information seized through the email and the passwords have confirmed, absolutely without a doubt, that SARS-CoV-2 was in fact artificially spliced with HIV. The WHO, Gates Foundation, and Wuhan Lab were all hacked. Websites rapidly being taken down. Assertions from said leaks suggest COVID-19 was spliced with HIV, wrote one Twitter user, along with what appears to be a screenshot of the email. And oh yeah, it just appears to be one. Yeah, it's got all the header information and all that. But don't you worry. This will progress beyond sanctions if true. There will be war. So coronavirus was released into the Wuhan market using dry ice. Some users tried to further the theory. Well, we don't have to further the theory. It's all right there. It's documented. That Corona was intentionally released by Dr. Zhengli Shi, the head of the Center for Emerging Infectious Diseases at Wuhan Institute of Virology. On 19 of October, Dr. Shi stopped one time halfway through her journey, opened her suitcase, and placed a block of contaminated dry ice near an air vent at the fish market in question, reads one of the allegedly, not allegedly, actually leaked documents, as pointed out by a user, Populist Society. Yeah, they created it, they spliced it with all kinds of nasty stuff, including the HIV. They froze it into dry ice, and they put it near an air vent to spread it about. Yeah, that's not planned at all, right? Not planned at all. But, you know, let's say you actually believe in the Wuhan virus. You could be getting, there could be an actual Wuhan virus, and you may actually be getting it. And you're thinking, well, what's the cure? How do I fix this? But the government says, well, we're working on stuff. We're working on drugs. But do they need to? No, they don't need to. They don't need to. Yes, Java Doctor and MERS and absolutely Diabolical Rob. You don't need to. However, your government will not be telling you about the other ways to fix this problem. On June 1st, this cannot be right. This was not posted today. This is at least a month old. Is there a date here? Well, I don't know. They've updated their date, but this is obviously incorrect date. Anyway, so as drugs fail, natural solutions to Corona ignored by the government. Yes, indeed, baby. Many Corona drugs are failing. All of them are failing. Natural medicine may hold the key, does hold the key. But can government cronyism be overcome? Not through them. You have to do it on your own, aside from them, in an anarchical way. You have to be an anarchist, working outside of the realms of authority. That's an anarchist. That's what anarchy people do. They do stuff ignoring the rulers that rule them. Because those guys are a bunch of asshats, and they mean you no good. All right. A large analysis has found that anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine had no... had no benefit for corona patients, causing more deaths than standard care. Another lie. Other pharmaceutical treatments are also turning out to be useless. Emerging evidence suggests that natural medicines like zinc, quercetin, I don't know what that word is, and potassium could help. Quercetin, I guess, I don't know. Sometimes in conjunction with drugs. But Goonerment refuses to acknowledge these benefits because nutrients aren't as profitable for drug companies. Not profitable at all for drug companies. Why hydroxychloroquine may be ineffective on its own, there are trials that have combined the drug with zinc. Zinc inhibits viral activity, but it is difficult to get high levels of zinc into cells. Now, I see, and let me tell you what this is here. I think I mentioned this previously last week. It's by NutriChaps. I've got it over there on the Amazon site. Liquid ionic zinc. It comes with an eyedropper. And you just take like four droppers full, put them under your tongue every morning, and you're good to go. You're zinced up, man. It's ionic and it's liquid and it tastes pretty good, actually. Anyway, whatever. So research indicates that other natural medicines help prevent corona. It is known that big viruses rapidly exhaust potassium levels, which can be fatal. A Chinese study has confirmed that for corona. The Chinese use IVC, intravenous vitamin C. Is whiskey a supplement? Well, it all depends on what you're trying to do. With reported good results and began clinical trials. New York State's largest hospital system, Northwell Health, has also begun using IVC, but at relatively low doses, 4.5 to 6 grams, compared to the doses used in cancer trials. Yeah, you could probably do a good 100 grams a day, injecting 100 grams a day of vitamin C. Vitamin D, another awesome one, a key immune system regulator. People with especially low D levels, which that part of the reason they want you to stay inside is so you don't get your vitamin D. But if you have really low vitamin D, you're more vulnerable to the supposed corona. Many supplements, curcumin, resveratrol, luteolin, etc., are candidates to help control psychotine storm that may kill corona patients. The psychotine storm kills the corona patients. Okay, I don't use direct curcumin or resveratrol, but I do use this wonderful spice. What the hell is, why is that name out of my head right now? I don't know, but but it contains all the stuff that's in that, and I wish I could pull that out. I use it every day. It's this bright orange stuff, and it tastes good, and it goes in your food, and it's good, and it's so healthy for you. Somebody in the chat, tell me the name of that. Tell me the name of that spice that I use. All right. Other supplements, oregano oil, monolaurin, are candidates to attack the viral capsule, but also unlikely ever to be tested for this use. Viruses cloak themselves. No, not the curcumin. The orange stuff. The turmeric. Turmeric. Thanks. virus. Yes, Moose Girl, turmeric. Thank you. Viruses cloak themselves from the immune system using a substance called Nagalese. Some supplements, especially probiotics, are candidates to help Nagalese, but are also unlikely to be tested for this use. Silver. So you got a silver dollar, just suck on it. Exactly. All the good stuff comes from turmeric. The curcumin, resveratrol, other things come from the turmeric. It's awesome. It's beautiful. And it's tasty. It will stain your pots and your dishes, but you know, whatever. I don't mind a little orange tint. Suck my silver. Yeah, suck on a silver dollar. Silver is acknowledged to be a bacteria killer that has been able to clean up drinking water in the third world. The feds are moving against companies making any medical claims for silver. Why would they do that? Under current law, they have the right to do that, but the process these agencies are stating that silver has no medical role, which is not consistent with the known acts. Silver is definitely effective against bacteria. What is needed is more testing on whether and how silver can be used against viri. Other supplements like Andrographis paniculate are candidates to interfere with enzymes needed by the virus to reproduce, but are also unlikely to ever be tested. There's a bunch of links and other information here in this article that you may want to peruse for your own benefit. So healthimpactnews.com right there. And again, I don't know what date that was originally posted on, but it was certainly not today. It's been in my reading list for at least a month. Okay. Well, let's say you had been diagnosed with corona, or somebody, you determined for yourself somehow that you got corona, and you got over it. You got past it. It's gone. And you're worried, what, will I get this again? Will I get this again? No, you won't. According to Sky News via MSN.com on May 1st, 2020, scientists conclude, of course, it comes from scientists, so you can never really be sure, but scientists conclude people cannot get coronavirus twice. The number of reported cases of corona patients relapsing after overcoming the disease were actually due to bad testing, a South Korean scientist say. Researchers at South Korean Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that's their CDC, now say it is impossible for corona to reactivate in human bodies. There have been more than 10,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in South Korea with 245 deaths, a 2.3% fatality rate. Well, that was at that present testing level. I'm sure it's actually way lower, which that was way lower than the 3.4% average, which is now 0.3% average, stated by the WHO. A total of 277 patients in the country were believed to have fallen ill for a second time, as had patients in Japan and China. However, spider, where are you going? Some spider walking on my wall looking at me. So that prompted concerns that the virus could be mutating so quickly that people could not necessarily become immune to catching it again. However, genetic analysis of the viruses have not found any substantial changes which would effectively disguise it from the immune system. Partially as a result of these reports, the WHO warned governments against using so-called immunity passports to allow people to return to work, because they never want anybody to go back to work ever, simply because they have antibodies for the virus. Immunity passports are a proposed way of allowing countries to begin to lift their coronavirus lockdowns and targeted in a targeted manner and resume economic activity, which it's all but destroyed at this point, so I don't know how much economic activity you're going to get. Oh, boy. Anyway, again, more to the story, should you care to read it. There's a lot of bullshit and nonsense in all of these articles coming off of these various clap outlets. But there you go. There's that one. So, you know, they want to develop and create and inject you with some vaccines. Yes, scientists conclude. Exactly. Wada. All right. So since they want to, and you probably don't want to get that vaccine, you're probably skeptical of that vaccine, unless maybe, like if you're a Karen, Karens all want the vaccine, and Karens want to make sure you get the vaccine. And if you're unfamiliar with Karens, well, look it up. But this article on May 24th, could that be right? This has to be older than that. February 27th. All right. February 27th, updated May 24th. All right. Not May 24th. March. Yeah, updated again May 24th. Or picked up by the AP on May 24th. Whatever. It was originally February 27th. So if you're unfamiliar with Karens, here's a good example of a Karen. Janet Mills signs bill ending religious and personal exemptions for vaccines. So on February 27th, Corona wasn't really that big of a thing yet. It was starting to grow. But this governor, the Democratic governor of Maine, was so forward-looking that she went ahead and did this. But you got to realize, in order for her to have the bill to sign, the Congress of Maine there, the House and the Senate in Maine, had to go ahead and create the law and pass the law in order for the governor to get the law, which she signed into law, that eliminates religious and philosophical exemptions for vaccinations in the state of Maine. Maine has one of the highest rates of non-medical vaccine opt-outs in the nation. Oh, not no more, says her Fuhrer. As we hear more reports of measles and other preventable diseases in Maine and across the country, it has become clear that we must act to ensure the health of our communities, said Representative Ryan Kipping. Maine will end non-medical vaccine opt-outs by 2021 for students at public and private schools and universities, including nursery school. Yes, right. Poison them babies, too. Healthcare facility employees are also subject to the law. Supporters say unvaccinated children put others at risk, especially those who cannot receive inoculations for medical reasons. Now, you may be asking yourself, hey, if I'm vaccinated and my kids are vaccinated, why are unvaccinated people a danger to me? Well, I heard this explanation. I forget what video or wherever I heard it, but they say that the vaccine is only good if a critical mass of the people also are vaccinated. So the vaccine on its own does nothing. But if greater than 50% of the people get the vaccine, then it's working. Ha! All right, so I put gasoline in my tank and my car runs and all the other people don't. Shouldn't my car stop running too? Because they don't have gasoline, but I do. All right. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. I don't know anybody that's living in Maine. I don't live in Maine. I don't want to live in Maine. I don't really know that, you know, there's any place on this planet that I still want to live, but boy, let me tell you, it's getting harder and harder to find a point of freedom, a place of freedom. I know what, duster. All right, so you're tired of the lockdown, right? You're tired of being stuck in your homes, not being able to work, not being able to go out and do things you want. Well, that was before today when national martial law was declared by the orange monster. Yeah, national martial law. Wow. Well, we'll get to that on Friday, maybe. Or maybe there'll be a special show. Who knows? but, yeah, national martial law. Wow. Okay, so this article, posted up here May 2nd, 2020. Governor unveils innovative 37-step plan to reopen his state over the next 10 years. That's right. With many Americans eager to get back to work, state governors across the country are responding with their plans for giving everyone permission to be normal human beings again. One state governor is enjoying universal acclaim after unveiling his own innovative plan for getting his state reopened. The new plan is called Our Vision for Health, Safety, Virtue, and Eternal Peace, and is a 37-step, 10-year plan for slowly opening sectors of the state economy. It reads as follows. Form an exploratory committee to consult various experts on reopening things. Set a date to hear recommendations from the exploratory committee. Create a panel of experts to explore the recommendations recommended by the exploratory committee. Build a brand new website to post exploratory committee recommendations for public comment. Discuss feedback from health experts over catered seafood lunch. Wait 4 weeks and see if catered seafood lunch led to any additional corona infections. Hire a commission to gauge effectiveness of the collaboration over catered seafood lunches. Take away all guns. Announce 12-phase reopening of the economy, starting with businesses with the best lobbyists. Begin phase one. Form a new committee to review effectiveness of phase one before moving on to phase two. Order drones from China and post them in front of every hair salon. Wait a minute. I think some people are catching on. Anyway, jumping to the end of the list here and having several redacted steps in the middle. Other states have announced that they will wait 10 to 15 years to judge the effectiveness of this 37-part plan before releasing their own plans. The only exception is Texas, whose governor simply said, "We're open, y'all. Come on down." Yes, yes. For those of you unaware, that was satire. That was satire. That's the Babylon Bee. However, it sounds true. It sounds feasible. Looking around at what various governors are doing across the U.S. of A., it sounds absolutely true. Ooh, Google, goggle, moggle, doggle. Do whatever you like, man. All right. Now this story, just for my own entertainment, just absolutely for my own entertainment, it's posted up on news.com on May 4th. Man pushes park ranger into lake for trying to enforce social distancing. And it's all on video. So a video here shows a park ranger trying to get a crowd at Commons Ford Park to social distance before being pushed into Lake Austin. That's right. The park ranger, who was trying to disperse a crowd on a sunny Thursday at Lake Austin, said he was pushed into the water. Police say a 25-year-old man has been arrested in the case, and he said it was well worth it. A video shared on social media appears to show the ranger speaking to the crowd and asking them to keep 6 feet away. Keep your 6 feet to help stop the spread of the corona bologna. The video then shows a man running up and push him, sending both men into the water. The suspect then climbs out of the lake and runs off. That matches the description of the incident described in an arrest affidavit for Brandon James Hicks, who faces the charge of attempted assault. I'd say if he pushed him, it's an actual assault, on a public servant. According to the arrest affidavit, police responded to the call on Thursday and were sent to Commons Ford Park. The ranger reported he had been trying to disperse a crowd of people who were unlawfully smoking and drinking. Woo! Unlawfully smoking and drinking at the park. Brandon's international and reckless... Brandon's intentional and reckless action could have caused the ranger to strike his head on the dock as he was falling and render him unconscious in at least 3 feet of water, where he could have drowned to death. Yeah. But the person who took the cell phone video of the incident said they were glad to see the person got in trouble. Oh, you freaking Karen. So, anyway, I enjoyed the story, and I think more people should be pushing, yes, unlawful fun. Oh, whoa, that's just, whoa. Now, I already told you about the 10-year lockdown, the enforced vaccinations, the other fun. Well, the 10 years of lockdown was just not good enough. May 4th, 2020. Lockdowns made permanent to end traffic deaths for good. Many states have begun extending their lockdowns permanently in a bid to end traffic deaths for good. States found that as they locked everybody in their homes, car accidents virtually disappeared. So they did the obvious thing and decided the lockdowns should be made permanent. 1 million people die in auto accidents every year. 1 million! And if you want the people to be able to go outside, you obviously want all these people to die! According to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Well, why do you hate people so much? Anti-science bigots? I'll wait for an answer, Cuomo said, then just stood there, arms folded, waiting for an answer. But since it was a live stream, he stood for hours before aides cut the feed off. Scientists believe that lockdowns can also end all deaths from various other sources. Shark attacks, falling into the Grand Canyon, getting crushed by a falling pine tree, being mauled by a grizzly bear, skydiving, getting run over by a steamroller. Together we can defeat death, said California Governor Gavin Newsom, as he announced the state would be under lockdown permanently. Zero traffic deaths. Where are your staying? Unfortunately, new projections indicate the number of people who will die of starvation and other lockdown-related diseases, related causes, may offset the decrease in traffic deaths. yeah, not the onion. Close. You've been beed. You've been Babylon beed, baby! Oh, I wish they could all be Babylon Bee. I wish all the news coming out from all the various places were all satire. But they're not! And this next story is not satire either. It's a true, actual story. A true, actual story that came out on May 1st. And I would not be surprised if this happened. It's on yet, posted up here on Yahoo News, coming from the Huffington Post, by David Moy, May 1st, 2020. Think you're going stir-crazy from the corona lockdown? Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones can probably top whatever disturbing thoughts you might be having. He said on his far-right radio talk show Friday that he's willing to go full cannibal. If corona shutdowns continue, he said, he has extrapolated this out and may have to resort to drastic and disgusting methods of survival. I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors, Jones said, predicting a dystopian future plagued by food shortages. Oh, it's a dystopian now, buddy. So get out your fork and knife and go next door. I won't have to for a few years because I got food and stuff. But I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them. My daughters aren't starving to death. I will eat my neighbors. I will. Alex Jones' admission could make the neighborhood watch meetings a little awkward. He said he plans on gobbling up globalists who impose the lockdowns first. Yes, you think I like sizing up my neighbor, Jones bellowed. I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up. I'll do it. My children aren't going hungry. I'll eat your ass. And that's what I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first. It's unlikely, however, Jones will ever go hungry, thanks to the fortune amassed in part through scams like selling fake coronavirus cures. He was ordered to pay Sandy Hook Elementary School parents $100,000 for legal fees last year in a lawsuit they filed over his supposed lies, absolute truths, that the 2012 school massacre was a hoax, which it was. And there is a clip, the video, of him stating exactly the fact that he's willing to go ahead and eat his neighbors. I will eat my neighbors. I will put it in to you gay frogs. Naturally, people on Twitter had a strong reaction to Jones' tasteless commentary. It says, does anyone know what his address is? As an Austinite who does not want to be chopped up and eaten, I want to make sure his house is nowhere near mine. There have got to be better ways to make a buck these days than this. Anyway, crazy like Alex Jones. Yes, indeed. All right, folks. That's the last story I have for you. But let me just say, martial law nationwide. Holy freaking hell. Yeah, I do. I do crack myself up. Oh, boy. Do I ever. I mean, just reading the legit news out there cracks me up. I mean, it is grim news. It is dire news. It is horrible news. But I read it, and I read the propaganda surrounding it, and I just bust out laughing reading stuff from the various clap outlets because they are so overblown, even compared to what's going on the street, which is crazy. I mean, there's crazy stuff going on all across the nation. And these guys stretch it into unimaginable proportions and do their best to fear-monger you and make you try and cower in a corner. It is just, it's all so messed up. Oh, God. Anyway, I hope everybody's fine and safe out there. I hope you're all good. I really do. My RLM buddies and friends and those of you that aren't on RLM as well that may be tuning in, listening to this podcast at some later date. Yeah, man. Yes, the funny part is that people believe it, man. yeah. So anyway, tomorrow you got the In a Perfect World, which, is this a perfect world? I'm saying no. I'm going to go ahead and say no right now. But tomorrow you got In a Perfect World at 3 p.m. Eastern with Flash and maybe somebody else. We'll see. And there's a plenty of other shows popping up on RealRadioMedia.com, RLMRadio.xyz, throughout the week. So check the schedule over there and you'll see what they are. If you want to do a show, let me know. I'll get you set up. You can add your voice to the several voices that we have here on the radio right now. It'd be greatly appreciated. We'd like to hear from you. So y'all have a great rest of your week. Stay away from the authority, and that'll do it. Talk to y'all later. Peace!